Meanwhile, persons with disabilities say officers of the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection are not disability friendly. They say persons with clutches, for example, find it extremely difficult to access the place. They have therefore called on the sector minister, Nana Oyelitha, to look at their concern. The minister acknowledged the problem and said it is in that regard that the ministry is launching a national campaign on disability friendly public places in Accra today. The objective is to ensure that public buildings and places are made friendly and accessible to persons with disabilities. Mrs. Letha said access to public places is a human right requirement, and the ministry will ensure that such rights are enjoyed by all. And now we are joined in the studio by our reporter Irabna Paha for more. Good afternoon, Irabna.
Good afternoon, Eugenia.
Now, what else did the gender minister say concerning this allegation against?
Well, like you said, she acknowledged that indeed the place is not disability friendly, and she says she's going to work towards it. The day actually was to launch a campaign, which is the National Campaign on Disability Friendly Public Places. What this seeks to do is to make sure that public places are disability friendly. You know, 10 years ago, the Kufu administration passed that act into law and requiring all public places to have a disability friendly mechanism that can make people with such problems access the place. But it appears 10 years down the lane, things remain the same, no change or so whatsoever. So I think that triggered the ministry to launch such a campaign, and Nana Oyelitha insisted that this time round they will ensure that such places abide by the rules or the law that requires them to do that. Let's hear Nana Oyelitha.
Owners and occupiers of public buildings are to make such buildings accessible to and available for the use of persons with disabilities. It is because of this that we are gathered here to initiate this campaign to raise awareness on the need for owners and occupiers of public buildings and facilities to make these facilities and buildings accessible, physically and socially accessible and available for persons with disabilities. We need to address these crucial challenges that persons with disabilities face. This should be and is the core of our sustainable development as a country.
Oh, okay, Irabna. And now, how did persons with the disability patronize the launch?
Eugenia, massively. They were there in their numbers. I could see all kinds of disability, from blindness to the worst I've not seen. They were there in their numbers, different groups represented. And their executive secretary for persons with disability is Dennis Datsi. Let's listen to him.
Designing and redesigning our buildings so as to make them accessible to persons with disability. Access to buildings, information, and services is key in every individual's life. It gives us the opportunity to contribute to development and also to benefit from its dividend. No one
causing some discrepancy.